The conference will now begin.
Okay, hopefully this is still working. I want to welcome everybody back to a second day of Likutei Halachos in the middle of our workday. And Baruch Hashem, as Rav Nachman told us yesterday, that this Torah, this Likutei Halachos, this Sefer, is specifically for the serious Mevakshei Hashem. So anybody, again, who's calling in the middle of their workday mamish is definitely considered to be one of the group of serious Mevakshei Hashem. So let's continue here in Rabbi Nachman's introduction. Again, we're reading from the Breslov Research Institute's copy, the new English version of the first few halachas of the Likutei Halachos. And we're skipping around in the introduction pretty quickly because I do want to get to the actual Sefer. So yesterday we left off on page 5. Rabbi Nachman told us that this entire Sefer, all of the halachas are based on the hakdamos, the foundational ideas, the introductory principles, and the concepts from Rabbi Nachman in the Likutei Maran. And also, he says, from Rabbi Nachman's stories, the Sipuri Maitzias. That every single Torah that Rabbi Nachman said was just a kernel, was just an aleph. And from that aleph, you can create, and we said yesterday, we could create words, and you can create sentences and paragraphs and whole novels. But you need to know the aleph, and you need to know the days. And that's what Likutei Maran is. And Rabbi Nachman said that's what he used. He used Likutei Maran as the, of course, we know Rabbi Nachman, the greatest Talmud of Rabbi Nachman. He used it as the springboard to continue the teachings of Rabbi Nachman. So on page 7, on the next page, and I guess the second paragraph here, where those three little dots are, Rabbi Nachman says, I hope to Hashem that your eyes will see amazing wonders, the nifalos, in most places, how great are Hashem's deeds, how mysterious his thoughts. With what is explained in these books, Rabbi Nachman is talking about his own Sefer Likutei Halachos. With what is explained in these books, every person can understand and comprehend from afar the awesome and amazing greatness of each mitzvah and every law that derives from the details of that mitzvah. We do a lot of mitzvahs every day, and we learn a lot about the mitzvahs. But sometimes the mitzvahs feel just superficial, just face value. And we know we've been taught from Rabbi Nachman and the Chassidim and Rebbe, That's because we're only tapping into the tip of the iceberg. Every mitzvah and every word of Torah and every inyan and avodas Hashem really is a huge, huge iceberg. But we only see the tip of it because we're standing on the ground level. However, Rabbi Nachman in the Sefer, what he does is that he gives us scuba gear. And we're going to jump into the water with him, and he's going to guide us so we can see, we can feel, we can touch, we can taste the 70% of the iceberg that's under the water. And then when we come back and we stand on ground, we start to appreciate, whoa, it's not as it seemed before. And everything in life, every mitzvah is different, and life itself really is different. That's what this Sefer does. And Rabbi Nachman explains right in the middle of the paragraph, this is true even of the laws of interpersonal relations, meaning Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, clarified in Choshen Mishpat. See, Choshen Mishpat, we know, are laws of monetary issues, or nizikin, or damages, going to court, witnesses, judges, things like that, loaning money, borrowing money, shomrim. Who would learn from there anything to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? Really, it should just be certain halachos, very cold, right, law-type rules that we have to have to live life. But Rabbi Nachman says that's not true at all. And once you start to delve into the deeper part of the iceberg and you start to swim underneath and see how much is under there, you could learn the biggest Torahs of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, V'Hatalecha Kamocha, to love every Jew, not to speak derogatory, not to be pessimistic. You learn that from Choshen Mishpat, and that's an awesome thing that maybe we'll be able to zocha to see how Rabbi Nachman does that, and it'll blow your mind, which it's supposed to. From which, says Rabbi Nachman, from which no one even considers deriving guidance. Who would think of learning how to serve Hashem on a day-to-day basis from Choshen Mishpat? When I have to go to court, so I'll look up the tzoyis. When I have to get involved with Adis, then I'll look up the nesivis. But to learn how to deal with my best friend from Choshen Mishpat, who would have ever think? So as we know, this again, I'm just going to repeat again the line. This is true even of the interpersonal relations clarified in Choshen Mishpat, from which no one even considers deriving guidance, implicit or explicit, for serving Hashem. Yet Hashem's kindness prevails, so that through these books, Likutei Halachos, one who is thirsty to hear the word of Hashem, the Mevakshei Hashem, will satisfy his soul. We know, he continues, that from every part of Torah, from all the laws and precepts contained in all of its branches, We need to extract advice, guidance, and hints for how to truly come close to Hashem. This is what the Baal Shem started, and Rabbi Nachman blew it open, and Rabbi Nachman even further. So every piece of Torah is to teach us how to live life in a regular way. You have to learn it with your mind. You have to delve into it, be'in, and be'kiyas. But ultimately, like the Ramban even writes, that once you're done learning, close the sefer, stop for a minute, and think, how can I serve Hashem better today based on what I just learned? Even if it's Chosh and Mishpat. Rabbi Nachman explains this in the lesson of Chadi Rabbi Shimon, a very big Torah, that one day we'll be able to learn, that one should glean principles for upright behavior from everything he learns, see there. But not everyone is capable of doing this. Yet, with Hashem's help and his wondrous salvation by means of these books, says Rabbi Nachman about himself, I have somewhat opened the gate to uncover genuine guidance in all aspects of Torah study. Rabbi Nachman is not, of course, being a Baal Gaiva. He knows what he has done, and he needs to explain that to people so people can know what they're getting into. In most cases, these are not merely allusions and allegories, or as people say, the word fluff. No, no, no. But the true, deeper intention of the mitzvah. We think we understand what mitzvahs are. We have no idea, because we're only dealing with the top 30%, which you could see. So it seems like that's the truth. However, Rabbi Nachman and the other Hasidim show us that you have to look at the 70% to even know what you're talking about with the top 30%. Says Rabbi Nachman, reams of pages would not suffice for me to explain my words here. Nevertheless, the truly intelligent person, the maskil be'emes, that word emes is so big in terms of Nachman and Nachman, to be an emesic person, an emesic maskil, a truly intelligent person will understand a bit if he sets his heart well to what is stated in these books and in the works of Rabbi Nachman, as we know. Now, although it may seem to the reader that in many places I have been wordy, going over the same point two or three times. Sometimes Rabbi Nachman does cause it over a few times. No, he says, my dear reader, that this too was from Hashem, who is wonderful in counsel and exceedingly wise. See, Rabbi Nachman knows, and he's telling us, that we need to get the Torah in our head into our heart and then into our hands to actually do. And from the head to the heart is as far as it is from Shemayim to Arz. And therefore, we need to chazer over and review and read again and again the same inyan so that we understand it better and that it slowly drips upon that rock that we have as a heart, like Rabbi Akiva. And slowly, slowly, that drip will penetrate through and we'll be able to understand it and we'll be able to live it. Like the Pasuk says, Yadata Hayom, you should know today, Bahashevosa Elavavecha, you have to draw it down into your heart. So when you do this, like chazering over again and again, seeing words in different ways, but the same basic concept. On the next page, on page 9, go to the second paragraph here. Again, we're skipping around. You should read the whole thing. But for the sake of brevity, we're trying to move quick. And the word says, our main intention. Says every Nelson, what is the intention of Likutei Halachos? Our main intention should be to fulfill these teachings with simplicity, pashtus. Not pashtus that it's silly and you're oblivious. No. As we'll learn, to be a tam, to be simple, to be pashut, is the highest, highest place in Avodas Hashem. And he says, just as they emerge from the Rebbe's lips, with sincerity and simplicity, every Torah of Rebbe Nachman, although so great and so complex, really it's so sincere and so pashut. However, on account of our physicality and the dullness of our minds, it is extremely difficult and onerous to embed the sincerity and simplicity of these teachings in people's hearts. Like we just said, it's very difficult. Why, he says, difficult to get into the heart of a person. This is because the human intellect inclines toward worldly wisdom. Everybody wants to be a chacham, which is for the most, and that's what everybody teaches. It's very few people who teach live with your heart, not with your head. This is because the human intellect inclines toward worldly wisdom, which for the most part, says Rabbi Nelson, for the most part, worldly wisdom, pay attention, underline it, for the most part, misleads the heart from the quintessential truth within simplicity and sincerity. As the Mishnah says, and he quotes in a different part of the paragraph, which we're not going to read, the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Lo hamed yeshua ikar. It's not the scholarship, the limud that's ikar, ela hamaisa. The main thing is avoda, practice, not scholarship. So Rabbi Nelson's telling us that that's what his sefer is about, even though it is a high sefer, and it is a sefer that's hard to understand, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, but the avoda is to do the avoda, to understand the avoda, and to simply serve God with simcha. We should be zochem, Rosh Hashem, to continue learning. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.